USA Radio News.
The violence on Capitol Hill could have COVID implications. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells McClatchy the protests could lead to a spike in coronavirus cases. He says many people weren't wearing masks, they weren't socially distanced, and they then got on trains, buses, or airplanes to go home. The U.S. coming off its deadliest week of the pandemic, deaths this week averaging almost 2,800 a day, over 4,000 deaths on Thursday, a single-day record. Columbia University Dr. Dara Kass on CBS News assessing where we are in the pandemic.
Right now we are in a very precarious place with the spread of virus after the holidays and really a run on hospital beds and resources that really means that most of us should stay home if we can.
The U.S. now with over 21.5 million COVID cases and almost 366,000 deaths, both more than any other country. And that variant strain first detected in the U.K. last month, now in 8 U.S. states, more than 60 cases total in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Joe Biden planning to change how the COVID vaccine is distributed. The president-elect announcing yesterday when he takes office, all vaccine doses will be released as soon as possible. Under the Trump administration, some doses are being held back to ensure those who get the first dose can get a second dose. Another issue Biden will have to deal with when he takes office, North Korea. Kim Jong-un now threatening to build more nuclear weapons. Here's Jeremy Scott.
The North Korean leader says the fate of relations with the United States depends on whether it abandons its hostile policy, according to state media reports. Kim made the comments and disclosed a list of high-tech weapon systems under development during a key meeting of the ruling party this week. President-elect Joe Biden has called Kim a thug and criticized his meetings with President Trump. Trump began talks with Kim in 2018 to disarm, but talks broke down when Kim requested sanctions be relaxed. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
House Democrats plotting to impeach President Trump again. Articles of impeachment to be introduced Monday accuse Trump of inciting insurrection. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Twitter announcing last night it has banned President Trump's account, Real Donald Trump. Twitter says it made the decision due to the risk of further incitement of violence. Trump could turn to Parler. Many conservatives have moved their social media activity there after run-ins with Twitter. Parler, though, running into its own problems. Amazon Web Services hosts the Parler app, and some are calling for Amazon to sever its ties with Parler. Parler Chief Policy Officer Amy Peacock tells Fox News what that could mean for the app.
You know, they provide server for us, and if they were to remove their services, then we'd be down. As it is, we're having, you know, some difficulties now with the uptick in traffic, but if they took their service away, we'd be gone.
Google Play yesterday suspending Parler from its store because, according to Google, Parler won't remove posts that incite violence. A lawsuit to stop recreational marijuana from being legalized in South Dakota moving forward. Governor Kristi Noem yesterday issues an executive order allowing the lawsuit to proceed. Voters in November approved legalizing recreational marijuana. Noem, though, says the process by which the amendment was placed on the ballot was unconstitutional. A final goodbye to Alex Trebek. His final episode as host of Jeopardy! Airing last night, closing with a montage to the host of 36 years.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Until next time on Jeopardy! Alex Trebek. So long. So long, everybody. So long, everyone.
Trebek passing away from cancer in November at the age of 80. Another rare sight in the sky this weekend. Jupiter, Saturn, and Mercury will be visible to the naked eye starting tonight within close proximity to each other. Mercury will be the lowest of the three. Jupiter will be the brightest, and Saturn will be the dimmest. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.